I watched a figure walk out of that doorway, cut across the hall, and walk into the wall.
And I was scared. I thought they was coming toward me, you know, because they acted like they was going to come toward me. And something like that just, you know, just freezes you, just puts you right there, you know, in the spot. You know, you don't know what to do.
There's so many different types of aliens. I mean, billions. As far as planets like Earth, there's billions upon billions of planets like Earth.
Shifted in front of their eyes from a human form into a reptilian form and then back again.
I'm open-minded about a lot of strange phenomena.
For the past 3 years, a large number of perfectly sane and reliable people have been involved in this flying saucer business. Even those of us who have never seen one have become involved. We read about them, talk about them, wonder about these reports of strange phenomena in the skies.
From the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren, the show that explores today's mysteries and the groundbreaking knowledge of tomorrow.
It's live from Asheville, North Carolina, and tonight, the witches. They will be here live, and they will teach you some spells. To those of you in the Southeast and around the globe on the internet, welcome to the region's top-rated Saturday night talk program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual, and we don't just discuss it, we go in the field to investigate. It is December 4th, 2010. On this date in 2006, an adult giant squid was caught on video for the first time by Tsunami Kobadera near the Agasawara Islands, 620 miles south of Tokyo. Of course, for a long time, the giant squid was thought to be a legendary cryptid. And on this date in 1954, the first Burger King opened in Miami, Florida. Now I'm hungry for a cheeseburger. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. And I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer tonight is Manny the Man Creature. Good evening,
hello,
Manny. And you, my dear listeners, are about to hear the fantastic, and I want to hear about your unexplainable experiences as well. Tonight, we will open up the phone lines, I think the last hour of the show, the Dark 30 hour, and it will be a special Dark 30 because we will have Lady Passion in the studio as well as Deuve, and I hope I'm saying his name right. We'll get back to that in a minute, but the local number is 240-9962 or toll-free nationwide at 800-570-9962. Well, tonight, the witches, and I'm not talking Roald Dahl here, much of what is celebrated during the Christmas season has strong roots in pagan tradition. In fact, like so many holidays, it has become, especially in this country, a strange mixture of pagan and Christian symbology. Well, this coming week, my new free museum will finally open. It will be Monday afternoon. We'll say Monday, 1 p.m. to keep it kind of safe. One of the exhibits features the saga of Lady Passion and Deuve of Coven Ovenwild here in Asheville. Now, they fought to preserve the old jail building below the magnolia tree there that now houses my free museum. So Lady Passion and Deuve, we're talking priestess and priest of the Wiccan Coven, will be live in the studio in here the second and third.